Almost a month ago, thousands gathered on Kaurna Yatta for the Survival Day rally, joining thousands more across unceded Aboriginal lands, calling for justice for First Nations people. Nungawanga presenter Cooper Lawson was on the ground and spoke with protesters about why they were marching. The following audio also features Kaurna Narunga elder, Auntie Joan Lamont.
This is Cooper from Nungawanga coming live from the march. What's your name and why are you here?
My name is Jace, and I'm here for my mob and my community, Gomeroi Country. I'm also here for my sister, who was terribly treated in youth incarceration, as many of our young black fellas are, and I'm here to make a point that they need to stop killing us and that we need our land back. Treaty now.
Treaty now.
I think healing has to be what Uncle Archie's stated, that love is my impetus in his book of Tell Me Why. And his life story, it revolves around healing. For all the dysfunction that we all go through, all the trauma, all the complex trauma that we all go through, our elders want us to have longevity of life, have that deep sense of belonging and grow our roots deep into our peoples, our home. But coming back to healing and the wholeness, the oneness, knowing that we're selfless people in a selfish world. We can hold our heads high knowing that corruption hasn't tainted our culture. Our culture is, if there's a feed for all. No matter if it's the traveller or home, there's a bed for all. And I think that's what we need to get back to. Because lots of time, these marches are a good venting spot to give us, without a voice, a voice, you know, and through art, through other mediums, individually people can express that, but here's a collective that just the amount of numbers today, bro, is just amazing to see that we're all in this. We're not alone in the fight, in our daily struggle. And for the brothers that are going through incarceration because the system has put it over, and we're all fighting the system in our own little battles individually every day. But let love be your impetus. Let love rule, as Uncle Ice would say. Bless you, bub.
What was your name and your peoples?
Yeah, James Love, Nurrunjeri people, Hunter Clan.
Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hi, my name's Lucy and I'm just out here supporting all of our Indigenous brothers and sisters in Australia and obviously what they've been through. We really support abolishing the date of Australia Day, or Invasion Day as we should call it, and yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was actually just telling Lou, a guy at work said to me yesterday, I don't know why people rally because I like having a day off. He's white, obviously. But I thought, well, it's been declared as a day of mourning. It's a day where we should be feeling a lot of sorrow and we shouldn't just be having a piss-up. It's not a day for a piss-up. It's a day to remember that we've never, ever... I don't even know the words to say. We've never... I'm not going to say this properly, but... We've never, ever made any strides to make it any better in this country. It's atrocious. So the fact that people are like, I just like having a day off work, is pretty piss poor, and I think we should all make an effort to learn. I still don't know as much as I'd like to know about this country, so thank you. Yeah,
I just wanted to add that if we think about Anzac Day, for example, celebrating people that have died fighting for our country, that's not a day where we go and get pissed and drunk and celebrate. It's a day of respect, and I just think that's the bare minimum. That's the bare minimum that we can owe the people, the true custodians of our country.
This is Cooper from Nungawanga coming live from the march. I have with me
Hayden Bromley.
And what's on your T-shirt?
Well, this T-shirt here is one made by Mardlapa Designs, Tamana Sands and Bromley. And literally on the front it says change the date within a circle. On the back, though, it's got a an Aboriginal graphic that is created. And within that it's got the Aboriginal flag as well as the words change the date.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
My name's Joan Lamont Williams, and I'm just blown away with the people that have come here today in the thousands, I reckon. Look at them. I'm so emotional. It's just so beautiful. And the T-shirt, they're making the statements of our stolen country. And even the young kids, the Nunga colours, is bright and shining bright. And what else can I say? But, yeah, and I'm not giving a welcome to this country because we don't have our country. What I'm going to be doing is doing a blessing for all of the people. All of the people. And thank them too for coming and showing their strength with us, you know, alongside of each other and wanting to walk that mile because we've got a long way to go.
Thank you, Arnie.
That's Nungawunga's Cooper Lawson speaking with Kaurna and Nurunga elder Auntie Joan Lamont at the Survival Day rally this year on Kaurna Yatta. For more from the Nungawunga team, tune in to Radio Adelaide at 101.5 FM or online at 7 p.m. on Mondays.